Now, the factors which influence the reactivity here are completely the opposite to the SN2. So the reactivity of the tertiary haloalkanes is primarily by SN1 mechanism. Occasionally for the secondary haloalkanes, it'll go by the SN1, and basically never for the primary alkyl halides will it go by the SN1. The SN2 is just far too competitive. The other reason is that to stabilise the carbocation that's formed, we work on exactly the same principle as the electrophilic addition. Remember, in the Markovnikov-directed reaction, it was based on the stability of the carbocation, and the stability of the carbocation related to the number of alkyl groups that were attached to the carbocation centre. So it's exactly the same here. We've got a vacant p orbital on that carbon. These methyl groups are able to spin about the carbon-carbon bond. They can donate electron density from the carbon to hydrogen sigma bond into that vacant p orbital to stabilise the carbocation. And as a result, the more of these alkyl groups you've got about the carbocation centre, the more stable the carbocation. And just like we had with the phenoxide ion before, the more you're able to stabilise, in this case the cation, the more that route is preferred. Now, I indicated that for the secondary haloalkane, or the secondary alcohol, it can go either SN2 or SN1. The reason that we can control this is this particular carbocation is fully positive. Now, that makes this a polar carbocation intermediate. If we choose a solvent that's got similar polarity, we can force the reaction down the SN1 pathway. If we use a non-polar solvent, then that will mean that the carbocation feels uncomfortable, it's not in the same polarity, and as a result, the SN1 mechanism will be disfavored, and so the mechanism will proceed down the SN2 pathway.